Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yay! Hey, Carolyn.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Hi, Jenny. How's it going?
It's going great, eh? It's going great. And we're here for another great show. Welcome, everybody. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. If you're just joining us, and we hope you are finding us for the very first time, we invite you to be here for the next hour as Dr. Carolyn Dean, the world's leading expert in magnesium and mineral supplementation and a lot of other things. And right now, the world leading expert in longevity is here to talk to you about all kinds of powerful, positive things. So we ask you to kick back and be with us. Welcome Facebook. Welcome those following on X. Welcome YouTube. And tonight, our precious Melody Rose is not with us. She's had a little bit of a tornado land in her neighborhood that knocked out her power. But Savvy's here on the chat line, and she'll be taking your questions. So Carolyn, how would you like to start?
Mini rant, lots of words to say today, so we'll get right into it. So the first of two little mini rants, basically what I'm observing, and Ginny the same, people are negotiating with their health in this economy, and it's the worst thing you can do at such a stressful time. And we all agree there's stress out there. When we need our health in this stressful environment, we need to be strong and resilient. What we see in customer service is customers are cutting back on the amount of their formulas, and they're not taking the whole line of formulas. And I guess we're more focused on the whole bundle because we had such good results with our Maui Reset study, and we'll be sending out a lot more information about that. We know that taking seven of our formulas consistently over 6 months' time in a group of 10 participants here in Maui, they slowed their aging by 4 years, and that is just dramatic. Other studies are saying they're slowing aging by 4 months. So we're really ahead of the crowd. So what we want from a health maintenance program is this sort of result, slowing your aging. I remember several years ago when we did a survey of our customers, and they said they were able to cut back on their food intake because they were getting their nutrients from the formulas. They didn't have cravings, so they more easily cut back on sugar, alcohol, coffee, and cigarettes. So when you take our formulas, you actually save money. So please don't skimp on your formulas to save money. Take more formulas to save money, save your health, and save years of your life. So that's my opening salvo. And another mini rant, I've been looking into peptides, and I talk about peptides probably every week. And here's kind of my conclusion. I'm discovering they are short-term fixes. Insulin is a peptide for people who have no insulin production, or even people who have type 2 diabetes. They're being given insulin, but it doesn't cure the problem. You can't stop it. Ozempic is a peptide. and you can't stop taking it. If you stop it, your weight comes back as fat and you don't regain the muscle you lost. Then there's the latest kind of biohack or peptide craze of taking multiple peptide injections. They're mostly injections for several different problems. And people almost get addicted to them because they seem to work, but then you can't stop them or your symptoms come back. And they can be a very expensive addiction. So don't get seduced by the peptide craze and stick with the building blocks that make your cells function properly. So that's the double rant, Jenny. Do you have anything to add?
No, I think that was all perfectly stated. I mean, the thing with peptides, as you pointed out, is they're very expensive. And also, most of them are not through your doctor. They're through some kind of a biohacker or some kind of an independent lab. And they're not for human use, for experimental use only. And they're being put together in China. And you have to do all this kind of stuff. They're also not high quality right now. So you really got to watch the whole thing. It's very enticing, but it's not very productive, Carolyn.
I mean, you see how the whole health industry, and I've said this many times, I don't know if people understand what I'm getting at, but it's like people did a lot of synthetic supplements and didn't get the benefits that they thought they should or that were advertised, because synthetics don't work that well. And so they are jumping into the peptides sort of in the alternative world. They think they're doing alternatives, but it's a drug. And the allopathic world has gone into all their biologics and injectables and expensive. So they've missed the boat on supplements because they didn't research like we did to use vitamins, minerals, omega-3s that are fully absorbed, you know, natural, food-based, organic. Our minerals are unique. You cannot get them anywhere else. We can allow you to take the REMAG. I was taking 1200 milligrams with no laxative effect, which allowed me to become saturated. So we're in a very unique position with our formulas where we can give you results, but people don't believe it. It's like they think they have to use something expensive. We come across as being too simplified, I think. Would you say that, Jenny?
Yeah, well, yes, simple, but your credentials, of course, and all the technical information you've written over the years in your books is not simple. It's very clear. It's biologically accurate, and this information is biologically accurate. And Sonia is bringing up such a good point tonight, Carolyn, early in the show. And what she said is, I had a light bulb moment last week after Dr. Dean was discussing Realign. The past 2 years, she's only taken one a day. And so now she knows she has to take two a day, and she's feeling even more fantastic because she's totally energized by that second Realign. So dosing also plays into it. And I think that's one of the things we've discovered with the longevity protocol is you can't be half teaspooning it. You know, they say half eating it, but you can't be half teaspooning it either. You've really got to follow the protocols.
Right, right. Okay. On to our book. What's our library book this week?
It is Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health.
Okay. So it's our favorite magnesium book because it's the latest. And I don't know if I talk about sunscreen in there, but the blog of the week that you'll find at drcarolyndean.com is about Summer Skin Shield, the internal mineral protocol for ultraviolet defense. So you can imagine, you can imagine what I'm going to say. I'm not going to read out the blog. You can read it. It's very nicely laid out. But I'm talking about the details of why we need the sun and why we shouldn't be afraid of it and how to protect ourselves. And I remember when my mom and dad started to go to Florida in the winters, they went down from Nova Scotia. My mom was so upset after a few years because she got so much sun on the back of her neck and her face that it all got leathery. And you know, I heard that story and I just said, okay, no more sun for me. You get an example from someone. You know, it's like when I see someone walking on the path and they're sort of bent over, it makes me straighten up. You look around you and learn from, you know, the experience of others. But anyway, I mean, here I am living on Maui. I usually only go out in the early morning, the dawn and rising sun, and there is some sun, but I still wear a zinc oxide sunscreen on my face and neck. And I think the zinc, Ginny, probably helps my keep my skin healthy, just the zinc alone. So anyway, my mom died before I had created the formulas, but our customers and especially Ginny, she was the one who first started telling me that our internal formulas seem to protect her skin from sun damage. So we'll let her talk about that in a minute. But that comes from antioxidants. The protection comes from antioxidants like vitamin C, which we have two forms of vitamin C, vitamins A and E, which are in our omega-3 algae, zinc, which is in our Remite, and our Picozinc Plus. The plus is copper. Copper is important for the skin, hair, nails as well, and magnesium. All of them, antioxidant properties, they stop the free radicals that are produced by ultraviolet light that penetrates the skin that causes damage. At the same time, the vitamin D is going to be produced from the sun with the help of magnesium. And vitamin D, I mean, it is a top-notch nutrient. So then I look at collagen, which makes up 75 to 80% of the dry weight of the skin. You know, you wring out all the moisture. But I've talked about collagen many times, needing vitamin C in order to produce it. But there's also a cofactor of copper that works with a particular enzyme that helps cross-link collagen and elastin fibers, giving the skin its strength and elasticity and resilience. And what is the necessary cofactor for the enzyme? Magnesium. So we've got copper, which is in Picozinc Plus, and then zinc itself helps regulate the natural remodeling process that removes damaged collagen and replaces it with new tissue. And selenium, which is in our Remite, also plays a role by supporting thyroid function, which influences the skin. And I forgot to say that copper is in our Remite. You don't necessarily have to take Picozinc Plus to get your copper. So we've just covered it all as we have with most aspects of our health. It's layers of these simple formulas that work synergistically. So I'm not saying there's a particular supplement that can replace sunscreen, but the combination of our formulas helps keep your skin healthy. And I do focus on the zinc oxide. I use one called Sun Bum, and it melts in. You don't go out with your face all white with the oxide part of the zinc. And you really have to stay away from all the other chemical sunscreens. So, Ginny, what's your experience with the sun and our formulas?
Well, I just got terrified by when I did the research on, you know, sunscreens. I mean, they're horrible. They're just really horrible for your skin. And they have all kinds of endocrine disruptors and, you know, all kinds of carcinogens. So I just decided that 1 year, which I think was the year I got married, 2018, that I was going to use zinc, Arpico zinc on my skin and as a sun barrier. And that's what I started doing. And I haven't gone back. So I use Pico zinc. I have all the other minerals. I'm really satisfied with the way it works. But also Michelle wrote in on the chat line tonight and she said, I started taking your zinc a few months ago and I used to get red and burnt within like 10 minutes in the sun. But now I have a nice golden tan. I'm not burned and I can tolerate the sun so much better. So I do think there is something about our zinc product in particular. I wouldn't encourage anybody to just run out and take any crappy old zinc and try to accomplish this with it. But I think our product is really where it's at. And also the magnesium and the remite, because it's like being at the ocean anyway. You know, it's fantastic.
Those minerals. So you're taking the Pico zinc, pouring some in your palm and then putting it on your body.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I put it directly on my body. Yeah, absolutely. It's great. And I got a little spritzer. So it's fine.
Oh, spritzing. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Any questions? And Michelle seems active today. So any questions from anyone?
She says, well, this is a question after a year on Dr. Dean's formulas. My PA says my vitamin D and vitamin B levels are too high. Should I take less? Do I still need to use Remag and Remite? Where can I find the longevity protocol, please?
Well, the thing about vitamin D levels is nobody knows what is too high. We know what too low is, below 20. And the anti-cancer people say it'd be great to be 100. I'm personally good at 60. So if your range is from 40 to 80, you should be fine. I mean, I wouldn't mind being 100. There's no negatives to a high vitamin D as far as I've ever heard.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. And the longevity protocol is being rolled out this week at drcarolyndean.com. You'll get an email announcing it. You'll see it in all of your newsletters coming out from Dr. Dean. The Maui Reset study will be published this week along with the information about the protocol and the dosing for all the formulas. So you'll have access to all that this Thursday. So you'll be able to get all caught up on what you need to do. Most of it is... label claim, though, not to exceed. We don't go too far off the label claim. But as you just heard from Sonia, even people aren't taking what's suggested on the label. So Realign is two a day. Carolyn takes three or four. I take three because our environment is so toxic.
Right. And you'll find the Maui Reset study link, first of all, at Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yeah. So is Brian going to put a link at the top? How are we going to see that?
It'll be across the top. Yeah. You'll be able to find it. Yeah.
Yeah. Big banner, big churches, bells and whistles.
That's right. That's okay. Right.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes.
Okay. We, Rachel, we have questions and comments. A couple questions today. Oh, this is interesting, Ginny. Can Dr. Dean cover the way grief impacts the body on Monday's show? So, this is so important. Allopathic medicine even admits that there's such a thing as a physical broken heart from grief. And I went into this a lot in Total Biology. They pay a lot of attention to grief. Total Biology and German New Medicine deal with the conflict of disease. And one of the first things I learned in my Total Biology lectures was an affirmation to break the links with illness and grief. Illness is right up there. And, you know, the questioner is asking, you know, what happens when we have grief? Well, you know, the body succumbs. We feel insomniac. We feel apathetic. We can get depressed. That can turn into physical symptoms. Even just taking a saturation dose of REMAG helps people lift themselves out of some of that feeling so that you can be a little bit detached and cope. But here are the things that you can take away from Total Biology. The affirmation is called the small property. So this is something that you repeat on a daily basis, repeat this saying. It's three or four sentences. Repeat it 10 times, three times a day. And here it is. I was a small property ravaged by a storm. The good weather has returned. The forest and the river have become calm. The house is vibrant and shines in the sun. And above all, the field is returning to its order, health, and beauty. Thank you, my diseased and depleted organs, for I know you have done all this to save my whole being. And thanks to myself for doing my healing. So this, as I said, to be repeated, they say, in the dark, you know, before you get up in the morning and as you're lying in bed, and one time in the middle of the day, repeat in a calm and relaxing atmosphere. Verbalize with consciousness. Take the time to visualize and identify each symbol as clearly as possible. And write down any dreams that you remember. So that it's just a beautiful, beautiful affirmation. And I'm pretty sure customer service has it. If you email or call into customer service, they can email you the words and the directions. So we learned that. And then a general affirmation to say, just as you're walking around during your daily routine, I am filled with love and understanding. So you start by loving yourself, basically. And then we were offered this song to listen to break the links to past illness and associations that hamper a person. Listen to, I don't know if it's an opera song or an operetta song, Andrea Bocelli, Time to Say Goodbye. Now he'll sing it in Italian. It doesn't matter if it's in Italian or English. It's just the vibration of this song helps break the links with illness and what does it say here? Past illness and associations. So I would say with illness and grief. But then there's also a Bach flower remedy called walnut. And the phrase that goes with walnut is, I break all links that hinder my growth. And that's like a squirt, ten drops, three times a day. You can get Bach flower remedies actually probably on Amazon and in health food stores. And just some of the notes in my Total Biology have 1,000 pages of notes. I'm a speed typist, so I typed every word these people were saying. It was amazing. So they ask, what if a person has never gone through a cycle of mourning? Most of the problems we have are unrecognized grief. Your first boyfriend and what happened? Leaving home, what happened? Your first bicycle accident, a humiliation. All kinds of memories that need to be grieved, or I'd say need to be recognized so that you blow the energy out of them so that you don't layer the next grief upon the last one. And I had a note about the large intestine can develop symptoms as a manifestation of grief. You're grieving and you feel it in your intestines. And then a big issue with humans is how to solve the problem that my parents didn't want me. I mean, you think of the third and fourth and fifth child in a family, you know, did they really want you? I was second born. I was the rebel, so I was good. But what if they, or you think they didn't want you? Sometimes they tell you. So the problem is there that they did give you life, yet they didn't want me, yet I'm still here. So it's a stuck place. And the work is to accept unconditionally our parents and then ourselves unconditionally. Now, sometimes that doesn't work because if you've had evil parents, I don't know if you can go there, but some sort of detachment and some sort of acceptance. And one of the keys to heal is love. Who do we need to heal? Ourselves. How can we love ourselves if we don't love our source? And being at peace with the grief inside ourselves. The only thing that counts is the transmission of life. So everything is geared in the human world to give birth and give life. But nobody, I mean, there are no real classes. There's no real instruction for how to be a perfect parent. Everybody is still just practicing. They're just experimenting. And another note I came across is boils are a large blockage backing up into the lymph, which the body tries to discharge through the skin, and it's a manifestation of grief. My teacher was Gilbert Renaud, R-E-N-A-U-D. You can look him up and see some of his work. I don't know if he's doing public work. That's why we refer to Danny Carroll, danny-carroll.com. And he has a litany of German New Medicine information, free books, free YouTube reels that you can watch. And then that was a lot of information, but I've really never talked about grief before. And then a customer wants me to talk about high cholesterol and how it can affect your eyesight. So according to allopathic medicine, high cholesterol can result in plaque buildup in the arteries and capillaries, including of the eyes, and affect your eyesight. But you know from listening to me that the whole cholesterol causing heart disease theory is collapsing. The capillaries and arteries are weakened because we are vitamin C deficient. So the blood vessels will micro tear. Cholesterol will come in to patch up the tear. And if you are magnesium deficient, the relative excess of calcium will precipitate into the plaque. And someone is asking, the same person, wondering if Dr. Dean knows about D-ribose and if she can explain it. Sure, I've been around. I first learned about D-ribose 25 years ago when Dr. Steven Sinatra had it as part of his heart protocol. D-ribose is a naturally occurring 5-carbon sugar found in all the cells of the body. Glucose is a 6-carbon sugar, so it's like a downstream of glucose. And supposedly it enhances energy production in heart cells by supporting ATP synthesis. But then, you know, when you look into it, it's not part of the Krebs cycle. Magnesium is all over the place. So, you know, I put D-ribose aside very quickly, knowing about magnesium. And I should just say here, you have to know the climate. Back in the 90s, I used to go to all the alternative medicine conferences, and we would get a lecture on some animal research that showed that a certain vitamin, mineral, herb, or in this case, a sugar showed benefits. And before you knew it, the vitamin companies would come out with a supplement. It was the wild, wild west. And that was 30 or 40 years ago. I saw how supplements were being developed. Animal study, here's a supplement. And then they do studies. I mean, none of it was dangerous, but they were always looking for something new. When I finally decided I had to open a supplement company because nobody had the REMAG that I had, I just stayed with the basics. Yes. And so I stumbled upon my own magnesium deficiency. I revisited what I learned about Linus Pauling and vitamin C. And I learned about what's really causing heart disease, magnesium deficiency and vitamin C deficiency. Heart disease is a type of scurvy. People who bruise easily have scurvy. I used to have terrible nosebleeds when I was a kid. I just remember that today. And that's scurvy. So that's the Q's and A's of what we're talking about. So I'll go back to Ginny and see if she has any questions from our wonderful audience. Oh, you fell out of your chair. You're so down. Oh.
I know. I was busy typing Sarah something. She needed the affirmations again. Okay. Here are some questions for you, Carolyn. Early in the show, we got a question from Robin. Any thoughts on how to calm an aggravated vagal nerve for someone taking all the formulas, including 3 teaspoons a day of Remag? Anything else you can think of or recommend?
Well, first of all, how do we know it's vagal nerve? There's a lot of talk now about the vagus nerve. And the things that really seem to help it are very basic, like deep breathing, like double breathing. You know, you inhale and then another quick inhale. You do, you know, very, I guess, physical things. Exercise helps it. I don't have anything specific, but just to Google various simple things. Don't get pulled into some of these energy machines where, you know, you put a machine on your neck and it does whatever. Don't do that. We have no idea how those are really working, and they tend to be expensive. So since you've asked the question, Robin, I'll put it on my list and maybe do a bit of a dive into the vagus nerve and the vagal stuff, because I think I've written about it in the last magnesium book, but not all that much. And it really came to the fore when I realized the weight loss drugs, Ozempic and all that, are killing the vagus nerve. And we all became more aware of it. So I'll go into it in the next week or so.
Very good. Excellent. Pat, I wanted to ask you, will there be any formula for humans like the Bone Synergy C, Pico Pets formula for joints and cartilage? And of course, that's got the glucosamine, the chondroitin. Yeah.
I lost your voice. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what we're doing for joints is the magnesium, the omega-3 fatty acids, the this and the that. The Pico Silver, the whatever. I don't want to kind of look at nutrients as if they're drugs for a specific problem. What a person tends to do taking our formulas, if the whole array doesn't work, then they might add something. But I think most people really do well when high dose vitamin C is very important for the joints. We've had people with shoulder pain, shoulder injuries, who say, wow, as soon as I took Pico Silver, that went away. The joints can be a reservoir for subclinical infections. And I learned that when I studied Chinese medicine. The divergent meridians will divert infections from the organs and put them out on the joints. I mean, that's just the way the body's protecting itself. And then if you're doing your Pico Silver and probably vitamin C, it really helps clear up those subclinical infections.
Very good. Yes, I remember when Pico Silver first came out, we had a great webinar on that about just the little pig pen layer growing under everybody's skin, you know, and people started taking the Pico Silver and it did move a lot of that stuff out. So that's awesome. Here's another question for you, Carolyn. Please speak about the Rebob benefits. I bought it on my last order. I do better with consistency when I keep the benefits in my mind.
I get Ginny to talk about this. So if you wouldn't mind, Ginny.
The RNA drops, one of the things that's so unique about them is that we cannot make any clinical claims. Dr. Dean, of course, in her quest to have something very powerful and positive to say about them, brought them over to Maui and used them as our Mighty Mash. So there's a reservoir product that's left over when the drops are being made, and we put that into the soil, treated the soil, and instead of getting 3 pounds of radishes, we got 83 pounds, and they were massive, huge, beautiful radishes. And so what we came up with is that the RNA drops are life force generating. They have a unique factor in the body, and they generate life force and are very beneficial for your gut. So I would say, if you can get up every day and think, I need some additional life force today, and follow the dosing directions on the bottle and get those drops rolling, you will see a dramatic benefit in the first 30, 60, 90 days. Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else before I go on to pros and cons of supplements?
I think that's it for now. Go ahead with that and I'll run through these questions.
Okay. So this is basically looking at a new study. It's more like a paper, a review paper. And it's talking about magnesium and fat metabolism. I haven't really written much about that topic, but this paper came to my attention and I wanted to go through the highlights. Magnesium plays a huge role in energy metabolism, which influences fat storage and usage. Adequate magnesium levels may promote the browning of white fat into beige fat, which burns energy more efficiently when exposed to cold temperatures. So it's a bit convoluted, but I mean, this may be a validation for cold plunges. When you do that blast of cold water at the end of the shower, which I'm starting to do, you're turning supposedly your white fat, your blob, into beige fat, which burns energy more efficiently. So that's kind of cool. And what this adequate magnesium is part of that translation. Magnesium deficiency has been linked to metabolic disorders affecting fat distribution. Supplementation with magnesium enhances mitochondrial function in fat cells, aiding in energy expenditure. Okay, we know that. Research indicates that magnesium helps regulate hormones involved in fat metabolism, such as insulin. Insulin, the reason why people are talking about insulin resistance and controlling your sugar is if you're eating sugar several times a day, you're pulling insulin out of the pancreas into the bloodstream to deal with the sugar. The more insulin that comes out, the more chance there is that that insulin will put the sugar into fat cells and store it as fat. So you're trying to keep your insulin down by keeping your sugar and simple carbs down. And magnesium does help modify insulin response to blood sugar. Overall, maintaining sufficient magnesium levels supports the development and function of this beige fat. So yeah, basically every day I learn something new about the benefits of magnesium. So that's that. Coming up to the articles, no helpful hacks except take all the formulas and take them in the proper dosing. Or if you're taking them and you say, well, I'm not quite there yet, take more. So, Ginny, any more questions come up? Oh, we're ready for the next article.
Yes, I have questions and then we'll do the next article. One question, Dr. Dean, do you personally have anything specific to help your lymphatic system flow well? Any tricks?
Well, lymph dry brushing is probably the main thing that we learn about, or bouncing on a mini trampoline. Those were the things back 30 or 40 years ago that I learned about, and I didn't really follow all that much. Lymph brushing, dry brushing, you can use a scratchy face cloth. You don't have to get anything dramatic, but it's a matter of just slowly pulling the skin gently up to the clavicles, because in the right side is where the big cisterna chyli lands. That's where your lymph is stored. And from the legs up, from the stomach up, everything up toward the shoulders. And I don't know, I guess just exercise and movement. Lymph doesn't have any smooth muscles to make it move, so it depends on you moving. A lot of the edema that people have can be from the lymphatic vessels getting the gravity effect of too much fluid, kind of stretching them out. So those are the basic things. People don't pay a lot of attention to lymph, and I don't know if there's anything in allopathic medicine that talks about lymph or how to diagnose blocked lymph, but it mainly is a bit of swollen ankles, like I've said many times before. If your fingers can't bend fully like this, if they're sausage fingers, you're retaining fluid, and maybe you would benefit from just doing, look how big my hands are, oh my gosh. You can benefit from just dry face cloth brushing. Okay, Jim? Yeah.
Yes. Question, what does Dr. Dean think of pure organic aloe vera as a food supplement?
Oh, been there. Didn't really, I didn't notice anything with it. Where I talk about it is if you have a horrible, and I can't talk about disease, but if I had a horrible irritable bowel, I had a mild irritable bowel, but an inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's or whatever, I'd be doing aloe vera gel or juice mixed with Pico Silver. And I would just, 6 times a day, I'd slam that down my throat hole, so that I would coat my intestines with the aloe to have the mucinogenic effect of it would help the Pico Silver stay in the area for long enough to start dealing with whatever infection or microbiome imbalance there is. So for me, aloe is more therapeutic.
Very good. Excellent. And also, final question. I get a cold at the slightest. Oh, wait a minute. My thing moved on me here. Sorry about that. I get a cold at the slightest, a brief chill. I'm taking 2 teaspoons each of Remag and Remite plus all others. Do I need to increase my dose?
Slight chill. There's a fooey. There's a homeopathic remedy that is Breeze homeopathic. Let's see if I can find it. And sometimes it's just some very specific little thing like that, like you're doing. Yeah. Allium sepa, that is, it's either onion or garlic, homeopathic onion or garlic. Euphrasia, E-U-P-H-R-A-S-I-A. those two, but just do a search for worse with it could be breeze or it could be, you know, cold air, worse by the ocean breeze, something like that. And it may be just something that the body can be influenced by.
Very good. All right. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. We press on.
Okay. Now what have we got up there? Make sure it's the same. The GLP. Yeah. The article, Rachel, what do we got? GLP. Okay, good. Yeah. We're constantly talking about these silly things. Are GLP-1s increasing eating disorder risk? What do we say to that? We say, let's get this straight. GLP-1s are an eating disorder. They give you nausea. They make you avoid food. They make you vomit. They are an eating disorder. So the article says, in an era of increasingly easy access to GLP-1s, some experts, what are they an expert in anyway? A bunch of clowns. Some experts are raising concerns about the potential for misuse, yeah, especially among patients with eating disorders. Now, that's sad. It's super easy to get these drugs. Telemedicine and online vendors do not require in-person visits. One doctor says, I would restrict GLP-1s from being handled completely by telemedicine. Another doctor says, I began to see abuse and misuse in the last 3 to 5 years, seeing patients with loss of muscle mass, declining bone density, and pancreatitis while taking GLP-1s. Today, many patients are midlife women who have already lost weight but want help losing the last 10 pounds. So it's an abuse of a drug that has a lot of side effects, and the doctors aren't stepping in and saying no. The next article we'll go to is Anti-Aging Without Billionaire Medicine. So this Dr. Mark Serkis, he's living down in South America now. Doctor of Oriental Medicine. He's very big on magnesium, and he wrote a good article on anti-aging, as I said, and you can see it's called Anti-Aging Without Billionaire Medicine. So he says the modern anti-aging movement is exploding, and we're involved. We're into longevity because our formulas give you an extra 4 years after only taking them for 6 months. So we're right in the middle of this. So we can sort of counter what's going on with a movement that he says is exploding with billion-dollar laboratories, genetic manipulation, experimental technologies, and complex programs available only to the wealthy. The dream is ancient. Humans have always wanted to push back against time. Today, scientists search deep inside the genome, manipulate biological pathways, and spend fortunes trying to unlock the secrets of longevity. Yet the most important answers may not be the most complicated or expensive ones. They may be the simplest elements of life itself. So, I mean, he's talking about using your minerals, and he goes on. It's an interesting article. I mean, I know about, what's his name, Brian Johnson, who's spending $2 million a year on trying to stay as young as his 19-year-old son. And he recently got diagnosed with some horrible autoimmune disease. It's just such irony that the more you force something, it will boomerang. There's no question. Things boomerang. I know patients who say they've fought their whole lives to avoid cancer and they get cancer. The more you think about something, the more you can attract it. And that's where our affirmations and what we say the words we say, the images we have can come to us. So we have to make them positive images, that's for sure. So they're talking about, you know, spending all this money to stay healthy, but then we have the answer with our formulas. We have the proof. Circus goes on to say that the Amazon boss, Jeff Bezos, and PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel and ChatGPT Sam Altman are among the latest in a long line of American tycoons to throw their wealth behind regenerative medicine. Bezos is reported to have invested $3 billion in Altos Labs, A-L-T-O-S, whose mandate is to achieve cellular reprogramming and rejuvenation. They focus on developing technologies to reverse aging at the cellular level, for which you need our stabilized mineral ions and well-absorbed vitamins. They're conducting research on cellular reprogram to restore youthful function. You see our Maui Reset study, slowing aging by 4 years, exploring the potential of induced stem cell for regenerative medicine, which we do with picosilver mineral ions. Picosilver in the picometer size, stabilized ion, it will stimulate stem cell production. There's research that has proven that. It's awesome. In investigating the role of epigenetics in aging and cellular health. So epigenetics is the cofactor nutrients that make genes work more efficiently. And we are masters of all the nutrient cofactors. And the last factor in Altos Labs, aiming to create therapies that enhance longevity and improve health span. Again, we've proven that. So Circus ends by talking about magnesium. He's a huge proponent. He says magnesium stands at the center of this anti-aging process. It's one of the great minerals of life, involved in hundreds of enzymatic reactions, intimately connected with ATP, et cetera, et cetera. So we know all about that. He ends by saying the future of anti-aging will not be won only by those who manipulate genes, et cetera, et cetera. Replace organs. I mean, that's a huge thing in China, apparently. They line up people, take their organs, and put them in another body. And what's that other body doing? It's getting hours of anesthesias, and most of the anesthesias will take out magnesium and make a person sicker. It's just, I mean, it's circular nonsense. Okay, so that's awesome. And then this one, how GLP-1s rewire taste. It's our buddy Nick Norwitz, our MD, PhD. He says, I recently released an article about my personal experience taking the new GLP-1 receptor agonist, retatrutide. A lot of biohackers are taking this silly triple hormone peptide. So he said, while on it, my sense of taste changed. And GLP-1 is directly involved in taste processing on the tongue itself. And he said, so when I listened to that, I thought, I wonder what this is going to mean for the future of the food industry. You know, they depend on taste. When I was in New York doing the AIDS and chronic fatigue research, at one clinic, we treated a woman who was a taste tester for a big food manufacturer over in New Jersey. And she was becoming allergic and inflamed and chronically fatigued due to all the chemicals she was sampling in her job. And when I asked SuperGrok, well, what's going on with the industry? And they said they're all excited to have this new whatever experimental project open up to develop bitter masking technologies, flavor modulators, mouth feel enhancers, sensory tuned formulations, and smaller high nutrient density portions. So this is an opportunity for the taste manufacturing industry. And yeah, I've gone into this a bit deeply to show you how the food industry is big business. It's got nothing to do with health, and getting food that is healthy is up to us. And as I was saying all that, I thought of a herb that we sell here at our two health food stores, Ocoa Farm health food stores. It's called Spilanthus. S-P-L-I-A-N-T-H-E-S. It's, if anyone has ever tasted pure echinacea, it leaves a tingling in your mouth. This is a super tingling in your mouth. So I wonder if they'll get around to doing that type of mouth feel using echinacea derivatives or Spilanthus. So before I do the, you know, maybe the next two articles, I think we have 4 minutes. I better go to Ginny and see if we have questions to clear up before the top of the hour.
I do have two questions here, not related to the topics that you've covered, Carolyn, if you want to go into them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Two of my adult children, age 29 and 23, have large multiple cysts on their heads. I would appreciate your thoughts and guidance and advice. Can they be prevented? Do you know the root cause?
No, there's something in the back of my brain about people who produce cysts. I'd have to, it could be in my total biology notes, but just leave your email with customer service, and I'll see if I can come across an answer for you. Okay.
So email your question to questions at drcarolindean.com. It's right here on the chat.
Did I lose you, Ginny?
No, I'm right here.
I think you're muted. Are you muted or am I muted?
Nope, neither one. We're both on. I can hear you. Go ahead and email your question to questions at drcarolindean.com. And then Sarah will follow up. I can hear you perfectly. I can hear you. Okay. If you can't hear the question, I don't know if I want to ask you.
Rachel, can Rachel hear us?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody can hear us. I don't know why you can't hear me though.
Yes, I can hear everybody.
We have 2 minutes.
I can hear everybody.
Can the audience hear me?
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
They can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody can hear you, and I can hear you just fine.
I can hear both of you, someone says. So let me do one more article. Okay. We will never let things stand in our way. So this one, Rachel, is the best peptides for longevity and sleep. Mm-hmm. And okay, so I already covered that. I mean, when I read this, another rant by Nick, and in my mini rant, I said peptides are nothing more than short-term fixes that do not cure a condition. And the next article, navigating the ever-growing treatment options for atopic dermatitis. So this is like eczemas and rashes. We often say that when we're treating yeast overgrowth, that the rashes will come out. Or if you have bad yeast overgrowth, you'll have rashes. And but doctors haven't got a clue. They will just put cortisones, even with babies, they'll put on cortisone creams, suppress what's going on, and create other problems. So basically what's happening with atopic dermatitis now, because they've never figured out what it could be, you know, bad diet, stress, yeast overgrowth. They look at autoimmune disease. To me, autoimmune disease is yeast overgrowth and mineral deficiencies. So they went into a whole list of injectable monoclonal antibodies that all seem to block and inhibit certain chemicals in the body that are thought to cause dermatitis. I mean, there's so much of a stretch in their logic. So monoclonal antibodies are lab-made molecules designed to mimic the immune system's ability to fight off pathogens. They are created from identical immune cells cloned from a single parent cell, ensuring uniformity. And they target specific antigens on cells, making them effective for various diseases, including cancers and autoimmune disease. And they're used for both diagnosis and treatment. So they carry a black box warning that refers to the increased risk for heart attack, blood clots, and serious infections. And they admit it's pretty confusing with all these monoclonals for the family practitioner. So I think it's a shift away from cortisone creams because they have so many side effects, but they're just jumping from the frying pan into the fire. And we won't know for several years until the post-marketing surveillance kicks in. A drug is approved by the FDA when it shows some benefit in a very carefully selected group. I read one study proposal where they had 49 different exclusion criteria. And then the drug goes into the marketplace and it's used on everyone and the side effects start climbing. And then at the bottom of this paper, in the disclosures, one of the authors reported financial relationships to 20 drug companies. I rest my case on the clown show of current allopathic medicine.
Oh, wow. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Aloha? No, she can't hear me. All right, everybody. Well,
aloha, aloha.
To send everybody out on the show tonight, drcarolyndean.com is the website that you'll want to go to for Dr. Carolyn Dean and her content. And as we said earlier, we'll have the Maui Reset study there this Thursday. Then we've got rnareset.com, which is the website that you would go to. And that is for Dr. Dean's proprietary information. Of course, picopets.com is where we take care of your furry family members. And of course, Paragenius Society is the Dr. Dean's personal charitable organization in Maui that's helping future farmers come into their own and learn about regenerative farming, as well as many other ventures there on Maui. Thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight. And we will be back next week.
Thanks, Jenny. We just couldn't hear each other, but we can communicate with hearts.
That's great. Hearts. Bye.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.